Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer at 7 p.m. The church is located at 121 Southwest Kester Drive in Port St. Lucie, just off of Darwin Boulevard. For more information, call 336-3908. Let us be your church home on your way to your heavenly home. That number again, 336-3908.
G4 Summer Camp is here. 10 weeks of Super Summer Camp has already started. Free breakfast and lunch. Drop off as early as 6:30 a.m. and pick up as late as 6 p.m. Huge AC game room, slime wars, water days, field trips, swimming, movies, bowling, parks, beaches, museums, cultural exhibits, laser tag, board games, video games, and much, much more. Every Friday, there is a fantastic theme party. G4 Summer Camp is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, right in the heart of St. Lucie County. Easy access to I-95 and the Turnpike. 10 weeks of kid-tested fun has already begun. Space is still available, but limited. For registration or more information, the number is 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Ignite Your World Incorporated, Truth Church, and all of its affiliate ministries thank Automotive Retention Services for their underwriting support of this program. Automotive Retention Services, with 25 years of experience, specialize in buying, selling, and trading cars, trucks, specialty vehicles, and classics. With today's technology, we can help anyone get exactly what they want. We consign vehicles and list on eBay. Located in Lake Park, Florida, off North Lake Boulevard, serving Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward County. For more information, we can be reached at extremevalueauto.com, or you can reach us at 561-201-6050. That number again is 561-201-6050. Ignite Your World Incorporated and Truth Church thanks Revelation, Paint, and Auto Body for their underwriting support of this program. Specializing in all types of bodywork, painting, from minor fender benders to complete body restoration. 44 years of paint and auto body experience. No vehicle too small or too big. From motorcycles to semis, we handle them all. Cars, trucks, buses, and tractors. Revelation Paint and Auto Body deals with all insurance companies. For estimating or questions, the office line is 772-467-9826. Jody will be right there to answer all your questions. Revelation Paint and Auto Body is located off US 1 across from the Farmers Market, 350 Dickerson Drive, Fort Pierce, Florida. Revelation Paint and Auto Body, where Jesus is Lord.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We've been talking about the children of Israel coming out of bondage from Babylon and going back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city and, most importantly, rebuild the temple. I told you a couple weeks ago that there was Joshua, who was the high priest, and then there was Zerubbabel, who was the governor, or kind of like the government agent. And that's who we're going to be talking about today, is Zerubbabel. Everybody say Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel.
I like how that kind of just flaps off you like a turkey. Zerubbabel. Isn't that cool? Verse 6. So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth a capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Somebody say, I got to finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For he who has despised the day of small things, for these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Jump down to verse 14. So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. One translation says, they are sons of fresh oil. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says this, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, come. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. Lord, I thank you, God, for entrance in the men and women's hearts. Lord, I thank you, God, that there's no distraction, God. There's no circumstance. There's no obstacle. There's nothing, God, that would keep this word from penetrating the hearts of men and women in this house today. Lord, I thank you for revealing truth, God, that changes us from the inside out. Wisdom and knowledge and revelation, God, that shakes us to the core of who we are. Lord, that we would begin to step and walk in the areas of freedom, God, that we didn't even know we were bound in. Lord, I declare that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for the wisdom that flows, God, Lord, from heaven, Lord, through this house. And we just thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you're doing in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated this morning. Smith Wigglesworth, just before he went to be with the Lord, gave a prophetic word that was going to take place at the close of the 20th century and flow over into the 21st century. And he said, there's coming a revival in all the earth that will not just be a revival of the word or just a revival of the spirit, but there would be a rekindling of word and spirit. I mean, you know, sometimes we've seen great move of God where there's been great teaching gifts and there's been great revelation and they brought an awesome word of God that just opened up our eyes to things that we've never seen before. And the real emphasis was on the word of God. We saw other generals of faith that were used in signs and wonders and miracles, and they moved mightily in the spirit, and we saw the manifestation of the prophetic and the manifestation of healing and lame people walking and blind eyes opening and deaf ears opening. But in some of those cases, they were a bit shallow in the word. It was very experiential. Can I just say this to you this morning? I really believe that we are the people that he talked about, that Smith Wigglesworth was mentioning when before he checked out and went to heaven. And when he talked about a rekindling of word and spirit, there'll be a reviving of word and spirit in the church. And that's really the nature of the kingdom. It's not either or, it's both and. Somebody said, are you a word of faith church or a kingdom church? I'm not either or, I'm both and. Are you a charismatic church or a Pentecostal church? We're not either or, we're both and. What do you believe in, spiritual warfare or the prophetic ministry? We're not either or, we're both and. Do you believe in the gifts of healing and then taking care of the homeless? We're not either or, we're both and. Amen. How many of you know this morning that God is still alive? Amen. He's still working, amen? And I really believe that because he's alive, that we're going to experience this revival that Smith Wigglesworth was talking about. This thing that Joel prophesied about, this outpouring of the Spirit on all flesh and on your sons and daughters and servants and maidservants. There's not only the benefit of having the Word of God, we have the benefit of having the author of the book living on the inside of us. So we have the Word and the Spirit, amen? We have the Spirit that lives in us that can make the Word come alive in us. Because God's still alive. I mean, recognize that most believers understand the ministry of the Son, and most believers understand the ministry of the Father. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, a lot of believers struggle with understanding the ministry of the Spirit. Ooh, that's just too spooky. I don't know about that. I just, you know, Jesus and the cross. But he's God with us. Isn't that right? Now, what the Bible tells us, that he's God with us. The Holy Spirit is present today. He's in our midst. Amen. And while we've learned some new techniques and we've put some nice paint on the wall and got some nice carpet and we've learned how to do ministry a little bit better and to be much more polished and to do things in a more excellent way because we know God wants to have excellence. How many of you know today there's nothing that can generate the life that Jesus Christ wants to have except for the power of the Holy Ghost? Come on, it comes by the Holy Ghost. You can have the best equipment. You can have the best talent. But if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, then guess what? In other words, the new covenant was elected at Calvary. It was inaugurated at Pentecost. It's like us. We elect a president in November, but he gets inaugurated in January. Come on, how many of you know there's something cool about that? Amen? Pentecost means 50. It was 50 days. From the cross to Pentecost. I mean, Jesus paid for everything that you and I will ever need at Calvary. But then he said, it's not just enough that you know of the covenant that I made for you and that I paid for you. Now I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost so that you can empower the things that I've given you and you can live by power and you can go do the things that I want you to do. He's going to give you the power to live in the fulfillment of what he covenanted with you. So not only did he make a covenant with you, he gave you the power to fulfill your end of the deal. Oh, that's good news. Amen. How many of you glad you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? Amen. How many glad the Holy Ghost was sent for me and you? Amen. Somebody said to me one time, they said, is it possible to be a Christian and not be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Well, I didn't come to argue theology with you this morning. That's not what this is all about, amen. But I will just say this to you. There is no church in the New Testament of the Bible that was not baptized in the Holy Spirit. Not one. Let me try it again. There's not one church in the New Testament Bible that was not baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. They didn't see it as an option. They saw it as a benefit, or they saw it as a privilege. Somebody said, well, do I have to speak in tongues? That stuff scares me. I don't know if I like all that. No, you don't have to. You get to. It's a benefit. It's a privilege to you. Amen. How many of you understand the fullness of the Spirit was the intention of God for every living person? God wants you to understand and walk in the fullness of his Spirit. And while you experience rebirth or being born again and the Holy Spirit comes to live in you, it's an entirely different thing for you to live in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit wants to continually bring fresh anointing in your life. He wants you to walk in the power that envelops you. Not just that the Spirit's living in you, but that you're living in the Spirit. That you're led by the Spirit. That when you show up on the scene, the atmosphere of the room changes. Because what's on the inside of you is manifesting on the outside of you. A fresh outpouring in your life. There's a fresh oil that God wants to deliver to you today. Amen. And the reason, ladies and gentlemen, is because in Zechariah chapter 4, Zechariah was trying to recover from all of the difficulties that was going on in his life. He had some issues. How many of you ever tried to put all the pieces back together again? And found out you just couldn't get it to look the way it used to look. It wasn't as good as it used to be. You tried and did everything. You got crazy glue. If Humpty Dumpty had never known Jesus, they could have put him back together again. I saw Puss in Boots. Humpty Dumpty was a criminal. I didn't even know that. Did anybody see Puss in Boots, the movie? He was a criminal. Humpty Dumpty, man, was robbing banks. No wonder they couldn't put him back together again. Die, look at me like I'm crazy. I like those movies. How many know it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to put a life back together so that everything can function the way it was created to function? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The ministry of the Spirit is an ongoing, continuing ministry that takes place in the present day church. That's why we have church. Amen. That's why we show up on Sunday. Because it's the ministry of the Spirit. I don't like anybody that talks bad about the church. You know why? Because the church was God's idea. Amen. God loves the church. The fact that we get here on 10 o'clock on Sunday and worship God and spend time with Jesus and love on each other and hear the word, that wasn't my idea. That was God's idea. God loves the church. Come on, somebody say, God loves the church. He loves you and I. He wants us to get here together and learn about him and get revelation about him and get truth revealed about him. Why? You know why? Because he loves the church. He died for the church. He gave his life for the church. Please don't talk bad about the church. You say, well, what are you talking about? God loves this building. No, you are the church. Come on now. He lives in you. He doesn't dwell in buildings made by man's hands. Amen. Somebody said, you got to behave. You can't run in the sanctuary. Don't be running in the sanctuary. That's God's house. Man, when I was a little kid, that's what they told us. That's God's house. When you stepped in, you had to be. Hey, I went down to that Saint, what's it called, that new Catholic church over there in St. Lucie West? Bernadette's? Amazing. You can't walk into a Catholic church like that and want to run. You just walk in, you're like, ooh. It's like so holy, it's spooky. Well, we want you to respect the building because we come here and we worship God in this building, so let's not tear it up and chew gum and stick it all in the carpet and everything and spill coffee all over the carpet. We want you to respect the building because it's a place where we gather to worship Jesus, amen? But how many of you recognize God doesn't live in concrete block and steel buildings? He doesn't live in the carpet and he doesn't live in the pews. You say, well, Pastor, is God here today? Yes, he is. He showed up when you showed up. So what are you talking about? Well, he's in you. So when you got here, he got here. Yeah. How about that? Amen. Amen. Woo. When you showed up, God showed up. And when two or three show up and gather in his name, he says, I'm just going to manifest in the middle of all that right there. Let me just show up and do something cool. Let me just manifest some power. Let me just manifest some of this healing. Because I got him, and I got her, and I got her, and I got him, and I got her, and they all got me in them. And when all of them get together with me in them, I got to do something.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20 or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
So we need to recognize something this morning. Anointing is not something that takes place in your life part-time. You're not just anointed on Sunday. When you come to church after you've done three worship songs and you got the oohs and the ahs and the goosebumps and the chills. Amen. It's not when you just, when you hear something come across the pulpit and you just feel, I got to run. That's not the anointing, amen? That's not a sign that you're anointed. You might be blessed, but the anointing does not come and go. The Bible says there is an anointing that abides. Amen? 1 John 2:20 said, he said, the anointing of the Holy Ghost abides with you. If God's in you, then it abides with you. Amen. That means it's with you tomorrow morning at work, just as strong as it's with you when you're worshiping Jesus. The anointing of God's right there. That means when you're cooking dinner tomorrow night, the anointing's on you while you're flipping them burgers. You're anointed. So I didn't know I was anointed to cook. You're anointed in everything you do. So if you run across a situation that looks impossible, you don't have to call a 40-day fast to be able to deal with it because you're anointed. Oh, God, get on the prayer line. It's terrible. I thought, dear God, that's what they did when that boy got bit by that rattlesnake the other day. Did you see that, Pastor? Yeah. The one they did the special on, he died. And they photographed the whole thing because they thought he was going to be healed. He got bit in the thigh by a rattlesnake, and there he was dancing for an hour with it in his hand after he got bit. And they took another picture an hour later, and they're helping him to his house. And they took another picture an hour later, and he's laying on the couch. He died on that couch. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you like my dad used to tell you. If you pick up a rattlesnake, you deserve to get bit, you big dummy. Come on now. Isn't that truth? Listen, you got to learn how to reach down inside of your life and know that the Holy Ghost is dwelling in you and that He is sufficient for everything and every obstacle and every circumstance and everything in your life that you're going through. He is right there. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's why God sent Him. You are not alone. He dwells in you. He dwells with you. He abides on you. The anointing of God is all over. If you're a child of God, you're anointed. Amen. Listen, I can't carry my pastor with me everywhere I go. I can't get some evangelist who's on fire and preaches fire out of his mouth and carry him everywhere I go. But I can carry the Holy Ghost everywhere I go. He is a present reality in my life. Amen? Zechariah said this. He said, we can't get this mission finished. We can't get this vision done. We don't know how we're going to fulfill the assignment. How are we going to do this? You know what? Psalms 155:16 says this. It says, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. Amen. Now watch this. But the earth He has given to the children of men. Amen. See, we forget that sometimes because we've been talking about God's sovereignty and our wills and our free choice within the confines of God's sovereignty. But how many know God has given the earth to the children of men? The earth belongs to us. Amen. I'm going to try it again. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children of men. Amen. I mean, understand what He's saying is that what happens in the heavens is determined by God, and what happens on earth is determined by you. In other words, we have an ability to reach into a heavenly dimension and pull things into a present reality that other people thought were never, ever possible. When you and I operate by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to reach into an unseen realm by faith and appropriate the things of heaven for earth. No, 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 no. You ain't heard me this morning. Because if you heard me, we wouldn't be living in some of the mess we're living in. Oh, we know the truth we're not walking in. Is that what it is? How many know faith is the currency of the invisible? Faith is the currency of the kingdom that allows you to obtain things not yet seemingly been assigned to you and see them, those things, in a present reality. That's what it does. Jesus understood that. Jesus lived like that, amen, when He operated by the ministry of the Spirit, because Jesus would come to places and people would begin to pull things up out of Him by faith that He really wasn't given out of Himself. They just took them by faith. Right. Who touched me? I felt virtue, power leave my body. Right. There was times when he said, it's not even my time for that. Right. What you talking about? That's not my time. Somebody's going to get this morning. Yeah. How many know He went to a wedding one day? Showed up at a wedding and they ran out of wine and they ended up getting ready to serve some water and they didn't know what they was going to do. And Mary come over to Jesus. She said, Jesus, they're out of wine. He said, well, what does that mean to me? I'm a guest here. Not my problem. We can just leave. I don't need to have anything else to drink. We can just go. We can get out of here. They can have a party without us. If they're out of wine, let's go. Come on now. She said, Jesus, they're out of wine. You know what He said to her? He said, my hour has not yet come, lady. My hour has not yet come. In other words, it's not time for me to start doing miracles. I'm not ready to get started. But how many know she paid absolutely no attention to Him? She looked right past Him at the servant boy. She said, do whatever He tells you to do. You do whatever He tells you to do. You do it. Because I got faith reaching down on the inside into a dimension that's not yet a present reality. And I'm going to pull it into a present reality. And I'm going to move God's calendar to this calendar. Hallelujah. You say, well, that makes it sound like you're telling God what to do. No, how many know when you do that, that actually pleases God? Amen. So I don't know what you're talking about. I'm telling you the truth. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. Somebody in this room this morning is about to move God's calendar. Some of y'all think it's 6 more months till I can get my harvest. No. God's waiting for you to get in faith, and you can get it now.
Amen.
Now, amen. I'm here to announce to you this morning, you're going to reach in and take hold of something that you've been believing for and pull it into a present reality. I wish somebody would shout in this house this morning.
Hallelujah.
How many know God doesn't live in past tense? He doesn't live in future tense. God lives in the present tense. He lives in today. Somebody shout today.
Today.
I mean, oh, God is right here, right now, in the now. Amen. Say, well, Pastor, when should I get healed? Now. When should I get blessed? Now. When should I believe for answers? Now. So you know what procrastinators are? Procrastinators are people that won't take now for an answer.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Is not the book of a month. It is the book of the ages.
For sound biblical truth, listen to Love Worth Finding with Adrian Rogers, celebrating 20 years of broadcast ministry.
Listen to Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children.